Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Keith Pratz, and I'll be reviewing an abstract presented at the European Hematology Association's annual congress. Durable response with venetoclax in combination with decitabine or azacitidine in elderly patients with acute myeloid leukemia. This is data presented updating some earlier results of a phase 1b study where venetoclax is being added to induction therapy with the backbone of decitabine or azacitidine in patients who are unfit for conventional induction chemotherapy. This summarized the outcomes of 145 patients with a median age of 74 years of age who were diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia and who had not received prior therapy. The patients were a mix of patients with intermediate and unfavorable karyotypes, patients could also have had secondary acute myeloid leukemia, and the breakdown of the patients were such that half of the patients received decitabine, half of the patients received azacitidine as backbone therapy, and two different dose levels of venetoclax, 400 milligrams and 800 milligrams, were studied. Patients received venetoclax starting on day one with a ramp up of dosing up to the target level of 400 and 800 milligrams, and patients were followed with for tumor lysis for the first 3 or 4 days while the dose ramp up was occurring. Adverse events experienced on the study were typical of those seen with acute myeloid leukemia therapy, most commonly being febrile neutropenia, thrombocytopenia, and low white blood cell count were noted. Patients tolerated the therapy quite well with an early death rate of only 3% in the first 30 days of treatment and 8% within 60 days of starting therapy. The responses seen on study were quite favorable in that 67% of patients overall achieved a CR or CRI on study, and broken down by subgroup analysis at the phase 3 dose of venetoclax 400 milligrams daily along with azacitidine, there was a CR/CRI rate of 76%. The authors also presented some minimal residual disease data showing that in those patients who achieved CR or CRI by conventional criteria, approximately one-third of those patients were negative via a multi-flow cytometry MRD assessment. How these results impact current management of acute myeloid leukemia are yet to be determined, as there's a phase 3 study evaluating the combination of venetoclax and azacitidine versus azacitidine alone, which is finished accrual and we're waiting results of. But if the results in that study show responses at this level, one might suspect that this would become a standard way in which older elderly patients are treated for acute myeloid leukemia. As I mentioned, that phase 3 study has completed accrual, and we're eagerly awaiting those results, which is structured to observe an overall survival benefit in the favored arm. The key points that the audience should take away here are that patients are achieving high-level responses with venetoclax and azacitidine with a median survival of 15.6 months follow-up. The observed overall survival was a median overall survival of 17.5 months, with approximately 50% of those patients showing overall survival at 1 year. Thank you for viewing this activity.